recorded live from the compound. Starring Liberty Bell, Apollo Justice, and America. Brought to you by Reach for the Stars. This is the Freedom Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to this very special edition of the Freedom Hour. As always, it is your host, it is Liberty Bell, and I have the absolute privilege, although not in the usual way, but still a privilege, of being joined by my colleague, my associate, my partner, Apollo Justice. Apollo, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're back here after, let's just say, a little shenanigans last week.
Wow.
But we're back. We're back. We're here. You can't silence freedom. You can't silence us.
That is exactly right, Apollo Justice. Now we need to get you caught up to speed. Now, first off, we'll get to this in a minute. Apollo, he's not on site at the compound. He is on assignment this week. But last week, while Apollo was still here, we had inarguably the most groundbreaking podcast ever recorded. The amount of truth that we provided Reach for the Stars Nation was unbelievable. We just had truth bomb after truth bomb. It looked like Pearl Harbor of freedom out there. But of course, you get all that truth. You get all that fact and comedy here often, being a socialist, leftist puppet, being hand in hand with the tyranny of the left, wouldn't let it happen. And they silenced us. Apollo, they somehow infiltrated our network, and they refused to let us upload the episode. They refused to let us upload the episode because they're that hell-bent on propaganda and on not sharing the truth, only their terrorist agenda.
It's quite disturbing. The left constantly talks about freedom of speech, but we know that no one hates speech more than the left. They're against it. They hate freedom. They hate America. They hate people speaking the truth. It's just a simple fact. No one has silenced more people than the left. Fact. You don't believe it? Do the research. Look it up. It's that simple. And last week is a prime example. The left knowing that if the people get access to our information, clearly they're going to follow. Clearly they're going to come to the compound. Why wouldn't they? Yet the left, not being able to stand it, infiltrated our network, infiltrated our uploads. And you know what? No one's safe from this. No one is safe from this.
If we can be affected by this, Apollo Justice, if we can, anyone can.
It's true. It's true. Did you hear what happened to number 45? Please.
Oh, my God.
I'm so incensed. I can barely get into it.
All right. Let's just listen. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Reach for the Stars Nation. We can't just recap what we did last week. You should write in to your local politicians and complain about this, that Comedy Here Often and the left, Antifa, they're all hand in hand. They all silenced us last week. That's what they're trying to do to you. They did it to us. What makes you think they can't do it to you? We can't just recap everything we said last week. Here's the deal, though. And we're going to get to this later. A little early Christmas present for you, maybe. Ooh. If you want truth and freedom, you got to come to the compound. You got to come to the compound because you will not be silenced here. You will never miss out on a podcast seminar. We are constantly delivering the truth to our followers. Get to the compound. But you're absolutely right. One thing we'd be remiss if we didn't recap on. We talked about this last week. Think about it this way. If you're one of these people on the fence that doesn't think the left is trying to ruin your life, if you don't think the left hates you, if you don't think the left hates freedom in America, think about this. They silenced us. They even got to number 45, Donald Trump.
Unbelievable.
His Twitter was hacked.
A national institution.
His Twitter, thank you, because other than the Constitution, I believe that Donald Trump's Twitter is probably the most fair, important. And we talk about the great American novel. His Twitter, if you combined it, is that in spades. The man does nothing but almost on par with you. His phraseology that he shares and his verbiage is unbelievable. It's just good point, fair, thought-provoking. It's unbiased. Good stuff. Unbiased. And some loser, Apollo Justice. And this just devastated both of us. Some maniac. And of course, it was a Dutchman.
From that?
God. From Holland. He hacked the Donald's Twitter because he guessed his password correctly, which was Mega 2020. What happened?
Why wouldn't it be?
The left makes fun of him. That was an attack on American soil. That was a terrorist infiltration of the most powerful, most important aspect of American culture. And the left's laughing at him. Apollo, they're laughing at him.
Look, I said it last week. That disgusting Dutchman should be tried with treason. He should be brought to America. He should be put in front of a firing squad and should be given a 21-gun salute, if you catch my drift. This guy, it's disgusting. First off, how can you trust a Dutchman? What are they? Are you Dutch? Are you from Holland? Is it the Netherlands? All I know is you're ugly. You're disgusting. We don't want you around. What have the Dutch brought anybody? What have they brought anybody
except pain.
Wooden shoes, pain, and disgusting tendencies? And here they go again. The Dutch, as they always have, are fighting freedom. You know what? I'm going to be the first to say it. Gear up. Start loading up. If we have it our way, pretty soon we're going to be in Dutch soil showing them what's up and giving them a taste of American freedom.
That is absolutely what we should be doing. I don't care if it's Christmas, and I'm saying Christmas. I'm not saying
they even holiday over there. Those heathens.
Oh, of course, those pagan 8-foot-tall freak lunatics. We should be ramping up the boys right now and heading overseas to nuke them. That is just unacceptable. And the fact that we are letting this happen. Hey, newsflash. Donald Trump is still our president. And this is a good segue. I have every faith that he is going to remain our president despite, and here is another just
rigged election.
Oh my God, Apollo, here is another just absolutely devastating fact. And real quick, as a little sideway, you're not here. You're not at the compound right now. You are on assignment because you, and we'll get to this a little bit with the war on Christmas, you have a very special mission. And there's a reason you felt, I got to leave the compound. You had to join up with Kevin Sorbo. And I just appreciate and I commend your courage and your bravery. I wish you could be here in one way, as grateful as I am for you to be out in the field so bravely. And I just picture you on your steed with Kevin Sorbo, sweat just glistening on you in the sunset, and it drives me up the wall. But I wish you could be here to see the look on everyone's face when we saw that the Electoral College, our alma mater, the institution where we met, the institution that we thought was host to some of the greatest years of our lives. The Electoral College officially announced that Biden was the winner of a rigged election, Apollo Justice. The Electoral College says, hey, Trump, you're out. Sleepy Joe, get you and your 400-year-old butt in here, you decrepit waste. That actually is coming from the Electoral College. So if it wasn't depressing enough that some absolute mutant from Holland is infiltrating Trump's Twitter, as if a bunch of these disgusting Canadian mutants are infiltrating and silencing us, we actually have a betrayal of the highest order from the Electoral College. How does that make you feel, Apollo?
I consider this to be one of the single greatest betrayals in American history. I consider this to be one of the single darkest events in American history. To think that the Electoral College, the gold standard of colleges, could put out a betrayal. I don't get it. There's something I don't understand. In America, you can always trust the education system to get it right. The education system always looks after the people.
Second to none.
And the Electoral College is the finest institution that our country has to offer. If they're falling, I have no faith in what is happening to this system. We got to fix it. I say we got to change things up.
Apollo, you were just absolutely right.
And I come to the compound and help us.
Come to the compound. That's the only solution. Because Apollo, I'm telling you this, we're going to get to this more and more in the upcoming weeks. I think we got to be a little bit more out there about how important the compound is to renewing America, because it's just institution after institution stabbing us in the back, twisting the knife.
Oh.
And repeating, and it is on us. It is on us to make this right. Because listen, we say this every week. We don't like complaining. That's not what we want to do. We don't want to
barely
come
hear
on
it
here.
From us.
No, we don't want to come on here and be upset. We don't want to come on here and cause alarmist rhetoric. That's not what we do. This show is about sharing truth, but doing it in the right way, in a fun way, uniting people. Oh, it's what we like to do. But when our nation is being taken away from us, it is so hard. That's not even it, Apollo. That's not even it. We have a little mailbag. Here's a little early Christmas. Among many presents I'll be giving to you this Christmas, trust me. We got a little early Christmas present. This is a friend of the show. Friend of the show mailbag, Rick Ginch. Rick Ginch says hi, Apollo.
Mr. Ginch?
That Rick Ginch, the man himself. Friend of the show, on his way to the compound, as a matter of fact.
It's not Christmas until you hear from Mr. Ginch.
Oh, that's what we always say. We love Rick Ginch. Rick, we appreciate you writing in. Here's what he says. I'm going to let you answer this.
Please.
Now, this is in regards to a different matter. So we're going to We're going to be switching up a little bit. But
okay,
here he goes.
Okay.
Here's the message from Rick Ginch. He says, Liberty, Apollo, Rick Ginch here. Just want to thank you for being the greatest Americans in the history of our country. Freedom Hour is the greatest podcast of all time.
Thank you.
Reach for the Stars has changed mine and my family's life. Wow.
Of course.
That's a great way to start it off. We appreciate that, Rick. Now, Here's the question. The House of Representatives passed a marijuana legalization bill. Are we all going to be addicted and die? That's from Rick Ginch.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't even need to think about that. The answer is yes. Emphatically, yes. Anyone who's even done a shred of research knows that this disgusting green menace, it destroys families, it destroys communities, it tears people apart. It was brought over by some disgusting immigrants, God knows when, and just like today, it is destroying our moral fabric. It is not American. I don't know where it comes from, but it needs to go back. You know what is American? Slugging back an ice cold American beer. That's how you do it. You want to get down. You want to party. You want to have a substance that's going to make you feel good. You drink a beer. You have a glass of whiskey. You down your feelings. And then you go to work the next day like a real American. So you're going to have what are you going to do? Smoke this and go out and play spike ball like a disgusting Swede? Smoke some weed and go for a walk, enjoy nature? That's not what being American's about. What it's about in America is working your hands to the bone, coming home, opening up a six-pack of ice-cold American lager, crushing down your feelings of resentment, screaming at your wife, going to bed, waking up, and repeating. That's America, baby. That's what it's about.
Apollo Justice. It is as if Samuel Adams himself kicked down the door and said, sip this back and suck it up. Because what you just said is so true. I am so tired. I cannot tell you how tired I am, Apollo Justice. I'm exhausted of people saying, oh, well, I need to go see a psychiatrist. I need to see a psychologist.
Drink
I need
beer.
To talk about my feelings. Just drink a beer. Drink an American beer, for God's sake, and handle it like a man. Be a man. All of the science dictates that the Green Diesel, I don't know what country it comes from. I'm pretty sure it comes from hell. Sorry, it comes from heck. I apologize to swear. I shouldn't have said
you're
that.
You're fired up, bad boy.
You get out here. I'm a bad boy. You can't stop me. I am just so upset because we all know what it really is. It's propaganda when you hear people say, oh, well, anxiety is a serious issue, and Green Diesel, it helps me. It makes me feel better. That is just nonsense. It's poison. It's worshiping Satan, and I hope you burn in heck.
I'm going to say this one more time.
Please.
Be a real American. Deal with your quote-unquote anxiety like a real American does. You drink enough beers until that anxiety is replaced with confidence like every American should have.
Thank you.
And then you're good.
Thank you.
If you don't go to bed with crippling anxiety every night that you need to turn into liquid courage, you're not an American. So figure it out and join this country like you should.
Thank you. You cannot get back to the compound soon enough. When your mission is complete, and we're going to get to that in a minute because – you know, we have so much to talk about when it comes to your exactly why you're on this mission. However, as hard as these times are, and like we said, we're optimists. We always want to look on the bright side. And that's what we're going to do right now. Because no matter how much the left tries to ruin our lives, no matter how much the left tries to kill America, we had some fantastic news last week.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, pal, the compound is still shaking. We're still partying right now after this news. People need you to listen up. You all know this. And if you don't, read a book. Wake up. This is the biggest news in the country right now. Compound residents, the brothers Quaid.
Oh.
We're talking Randy and Dennis. Now, we've said this many, many times. They are on such an upward trajectory in their career. Their stock in Hollywood, the good Hollywood, has never been higher. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this because it gets better and better the more I go. Dennis Quaid of Dragonheart has been cast in what is already anticipated as the greatest motion picture event of the decade. Already, he's already won the Academy Award. It's a shoo-in, and they haven't even started production. Dennis Quaid has been cast, as if that wasn't good enough, as Ronald Reagan, Apollo Justice.
True giant of American history. You know, you're hard-pressed to find any presence that can really match up to the Donald, but I'd say Ronald Reagan, one of them, a fantastic leader, cared for the people of America passionately, brought innovations to this country, made the world a better place, essentially.
And the fact that he's being portrayed by another man who's done the same, and Dennis Quaid, the rich get richer, Apollo.
And I don't think that's even – I don't think the news ends there with the cast of this movie, does it?
It's not even close. Listen, Apollo, as if you thought you hear that and you're like, okay, well, I'm leaving the house right now to watch this movie.
I'm gone.
I don't care. I'm babysitting my three infants. I'm out of here. I don't care. And hey, that
Americans
comes from us.
Look after themselves.
Exactly. We boycotted Hollywood a long time ago. We haven't seen a new Hollywood film in years. After Brokeback Mountain came out, despite Randy Quaid, and Randy said it himself. He said, that's not what I signed up for. That was a bad edit.
They lied to him.
I haven't watched a new Hollywood movie since then because it's such leftist propaganda. But this gives us hope. It shows that Hollywood, there's a little bit of potential there. Listen to this star-studded cast, all of which are friends of the compound, some of which are here right now. You got Scott Stapp, singer of Creed.
Oh, multi-talented to say the least.
I mean, Creed is, if we're talking about all-time great rock and roll bands, Creed's in the top of that list, of that Mount Rushmore, every time. He's portraying Frank Sinatra.
I mean, what one great, talented, generational artist portraying another? It makes sense to me.
It makes sense. I sometimes hear a Sinatra sound. I'm like, is that a Creed? I don't remember that. I got every Creed album, and I don't remember that song. I get them mixed up all the time. They sound like each other. They look like each other. Their musical and cultural influence is on par. That's not it. Apollo, I'm not done.
Oh.
Kevin Dillon.
Oh.
Kevin Dillon from Entourage.
He found time in his schedule?
I mean, the guy is just working nonstop. He's getting cast in film after film after film. He's at the compound. He's a friend of the show. He's here. He's going to be in it. Lastly, the one that I think is particularly noteworthy.
Oh, please.
Apollo,
Oh, please.
Apollo. John Voight.
Mr. Voight.
Mr. John Voight, the man who said it himself, that Donald Trump is the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln.
True.
That John Voight is in this film. Now, the only thing I'm going to take issue with that is I don't see why you have to limit Donald and say since Abraham Lincoln. Let's just say all time. Let's just call it like it is. He's the greatest president ever. But nonetheless, Mr. Voight, Kevin Dillon, Scott Stapp, Dennis Quaid. We're trying to pull some strings. We're going to see if we can get Kevin Sorbo and Dean Cain in the film. We're in talks with, because, hey, we're giving credit to Hollywood. I want to congratulate Rawhide Pictures for being courageous enough, not listening to the left is that's offensive, not listening to them, and MGM, not MGM, MGM.
No, we don't watch MGM.
Never.
We watch MGM.
We've been saying for years that MGM is the only studio in Hollywood that is worth watching, and I just want to send a hearty congratulations to everyone involved, because with all of the just crap, all the crap going on right now, we needed some good news. And this is just something to look forward to.
MJM always delivers the good news. MJM has always been there for you. MGM, they're garbage. MJM, the J stands for Jesus. That's a company I want to be involved in. MJM, good American company, fantastic pictures. Don't confuse them with MGM. Don't you dare.
Don't do it. Don't.
MGM, don't winners. MGM, communists. That's simple.
That's all it is. That's really, it says on their websites, that's exactly what happens. If you go on MGM, it says, we hate America, we hate you. It says MGM, it says, go to the compound. Let's make this America better. That's what they're about. And they're walking the walk. They're not just talking the talk. With the upcoming Reagan presented by the Freedom Hour, we cannot wait for you guys to see. We're going to have a special screening here at the compound. Just one more reason for you guys to get down here.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Now, Apollo, that's a little bit of good news. It's a little bit of good news we got for this week. Now, if I may.
Please.
And this leads me to your mission with Kevin Sorbo.
Of course.
Normally, I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare think. I wouldn't dare suggest that Christmas and bad news go hand in hand. That sounds like blasphemy. I wouldn't do it. However, the war on Christmas. Now, we're recording this December 23rd.
The most destructive war that has ever existed, by the way.
It is wiping out the earth nation by nation. And I fear that America is the site of D-Day. The war on Christmas is out of hand. Now, this is why you and Kevin Sorbo, you both said after Kevin Sorbo went to Alberta and he infiltrated Jason Kenney successfully, he called us up and he said, guys, I got to stay out here. I'm hearing people, I'm seeing people on the street wishing Merry Christmas to each other. What happens? The Gestapo comes out, puts a gun to their head and lines them up in an alley. You had to get out there and help them because this mission means so much to you.
I'm not going to let Hercules himself do it alone. You know I'm not. I'm out here on the streets with Mr. Sorbo, confronting non-Christians one at a time and giving them an option. It's pretty simple. Either you celebrate Christmas or get out of America. That's it. Some of them said yes. Some of them said no. Some of them are frightened, as they should be. We are coming for every person that refuses to celebrate Christmas. Then we're going to make you realize what this holiday is all about. We are going to show you the love and kindness of the holiday tradition by terrorizing you into accepting and assimilating to our way of life. It's the American way. It's what we do. If you don't like it, leave. Get out. We don't want you here. You non-Christian, I don't get it. People talk about, well, it's America. There's supposed to be a separation of church and state. False. False. America. Christian. Same. Christmas. American holiday. How are we going to separate that? What are we going to do? It doesn't make any sense. If you don't want to celebrate Christmas, get out of America and go to the Soviet Union.
That is absolutely right, Apollo, because it's just so discouraging and so disheartening to see this American holiday. Christmas was founded in America. It's an American tradition that the world copied. You want to talk about cultural appropriation, what all the leftists are always upset about. They don't seem to be upset about that. We were appropriated. And now you see in schools, even before the COVID conspiracy, they weren't allowed to say Merry Christmas. They'd have to say Happy Holidays.
Disgusting. What other holidays are we celebrating?
I mean, that's what I like. What holiday? Well, that's what I'm trying to know. How vague can you be? You say Merry Christmas. That's what you say. But of course, the left taking it up so many notches. Used to be, oh, maybe it's exclusive if you don't say Happy Holidays. And that's all they left at. It was smug. It was irritating, but it was just words. And we know more than anybody, sticks and stones. Then, interesting. Then it went up. You see, because houses are bugged. Your houses are bugged, especially if you've been vaccinated. You're microchipped. They're listening to you. You say Merry Christmas in the comfort of your own home. Sleepy Joe Biden's henchmen are booting down the door and taking you off to concentration camps. Now they have taken it another step forward. And I firmly believe, and I've done the research, so I have it on good authority, that COVID was the excuse to hammer down the final nail in the coffin of Merry Christmas, because the left is now guilting you and saying it's illegal, Apollo, illegal. Justice, to get together. I don't know one good reason why this could be illegal. I'm hearing people say, oh, because of the spread of COVID. COVID's not real. We all know that. So why can't you get together? What's wrong? What's wrong with getting together? They don't want you to say Merry Christmas because they hate Christmas. They hate you. They hate Christianity. They are using fake news and the Kung Flu to scare you. And people, or should I say sheeple, are just lining up and listening to the BS.
Look, think about it. There's no people in the world that hate Christmas more than the Chinese. We know that. They've hated Christmas since day one. And now finally, oh, how convenient. The Kung Flu, the China virus. And then suddenly America isn't celebrating Christmas? We're onto it. We're not dumb. We've done the research. We know that this is a direct war on Christmas.
You're absolutely right. Listen, for those of you listening to us, and we know that's in the billions, we want you to absolutely ignore everything your government is saying to you. You cannot trust the government anymore. It's gotten to that point, Paul Justice. They are rigging elections, having it proven that the elections are rigged. We talked about Giuliani's star witness the other week. She proved it. She proved it.
How could you sum it up?
We have people like Charlie Kirk every day proving it's fake. It was rigged. Everybody knows it's common sense, but they choose to ignore it. We cannot trust this government anymore. So here's what Apollo and I want you to do this holiday season. I want you, first things first, I want you to rip that mask right off your face. Now, yep. I want you to get together with every person, whether you're close with them or not. We want to see huge get-togethers. Rent out a barn, rent out a hall, get hundreds of people in there, eat some bird. I want you to go up, shake each other's hands, don't sanitize them, breathe in each other's faces as you say Merry Christmas and celebrate this American holiday the way it's supposed to be celebrated. People are saying, because it's Christmas, we need to band together and try and beat this COVID thing. That is not America.
Absolutely not.
You don't run from fake news. You run to it and you say, kiss my butt. I'm eating this turkey. Ticks me off, Apollo.
Hey, you're fired up today. Usually I'm the one who's fired up.
I mean, I'm feeling like an imposter with Apollo Justice gone, Liberty Bells trying to pick up the slack and get fired up. It just doesn't feel right. I cannot wait for you to get back. You are going to complete your mission of converting. You're a modern day, apostle of Christmas. And I just, again, I cannot thank you enough for your courage. I would have loved to come with you, but somebody's got to make sure we stay in the compound. The compound stays strong. You got to get back for Christmas, buddy, because we're having a crazy party. You got Kevin Sorbo here, Kid Rock, Lexington Steel just got here. It's going to be a party. What? Lexington Steel is at the compound. And listen, Reach for the Stars Nation, we need you at the compound. We need you.
We need you.
The compound. Paulo, you got anything else? You got anything else to say? We're busy people.
I'm just ready to keep converting.
That's just it. We're such busy people. I'm about to join Apollo Justice on a conference for the evils of paganism and why you must celebrate Christmas. It's a very important occasion.
And I can't believe we even have to give a talk like this, but
to say what goes without saying,
these are the times we live in.
Listen, Apollo, I'm looking at you on this. It's not Zoom. We don't use Zoom because we know that's spy. We created our own software. We have updated our software, and you don't have to worry. Comedy Here Often will never silence us again. They will never silence us again. But I'm looking at you on this new updated Reach for the Stars chat, and you look great.
It's incredible.
So good. Listen, people. We may not. We may have a little surprise for you, Christmas. Until then, though, we're going to get out of here the same way we get out every time. Freedom ain't free. But we are. We'll see you next time, Apollo.
We'll see you next time.